Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
There was a shortage of rifles during the Civil War. A lot of money could be made if you could supply the Union Army with guns. On this day, April 17th.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
The Hall rifle had been manufactured since 1811. It was widely used during the French and Indian War. It could be loaded breech from the back instead of down the front of the barrel like a muzzle loader. And the U.S. Army sold off surplus Hall rifles for $3.50 each. Arthur Eastman bought 2,500 of them. And when the weapon shortage came during the Civil War, Eastman proposed modifying the rifles he bought, boring them out to .58 caliber and selling them back to the U.S. Army. It didn't work. The larger bullets in the smaller firing chamber made flashback fires a problem for whoever was shooting the gun. A soldier could have a finger blown off. And Eastman still needed a loan to do all the work. A young banker financed the project, since the 75-cent modification would fetch a $22 profit. It was the first big deal for someone who had become America's richest man, the loan from J.P. Morgan, born on this day, April 17th, 1837. And on this day, remember to balance good business with good ethics. I'm Chris Connolly.